Welcome to the Matchmaker Matchmaker podcast, where we tackle the toughest questions about dating. We are your hosts, Aliza Ben Shalom
and Rabbi Yisroel Bernath. And without further ado, let's get to our question of the day.
Dear Rabbi and Aliza, if you are in a relationship and someone wants to take a phone break, what does that mean and how can you handle it?
I don't know. So
I'm assuming it's long distance phone break.
I don't know. What if they're just, what if they're in the same place, but they like text a lot or they call a lot and that person, does that mean they also want to take a dating break? Like, are we still seeing each other? I don't know, but it's either a sign
can
that
people smother in a relationship.
Say again.
Can people smother in a relationship? Like, could it be too much?
Yeah.
Too fast? To the wife. Okay, enough. Like, I need a break. Whoa. Do you have to catch my breath?
Yes. And whether it's smothering or whether it's long distance or whether it's local, you're still going to go out and see them, but they need a phone break. It's a flag. It's definitely a yellow flag for me. Like, what does this mean? It's not bad per se, but I need it defined more than I need a phone break. Like, I need a phone break because we've been talking a lot by phone. I'd rather go out. I need a phone break because we've been dating long distance and this is really difficult for me and I just need to process my thinking. I need a phone break because I like you, you like me, but there's some things that I'm not sure about and I would like time to think about that without us communicating so that I can process all of this. Like, what's going on? It's like woohoo. It's like, you need a phone break. Okay. But I would be asking this question too. What does that mean? But don't ask us. I think you should ask this other person. What does that mean for you? Like, what do you need during this time of a phone break? What are you trying to gain?
Right.
What clarity are you seeking? Maybe don't even clarity. I wouldn't say that. What information are you seeking to gain from this break? That might be the question.
I would also add to that, that if they're asking for a phone break, it's not always a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Some people will misconstrue it as a bad thing, but it could be that they just need some process. Like you said, they need some processing time. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing because often, even if somebody's a little indecisive, I'll say to them, take a little break and see if you miss the person.
Oh, I don't like that.
No?
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah, that only works for, like, in my estimation, a small percent of people. If they are having stress or anxiety or struggling through a relationship, or I mean, if there's lots of stuff going on, you take a break, quickest way to kill a relationship, let's take a break. If you genuinely need it for processing or other things, yes. But if it's like a, let's do a little test and see
I agree with you. I'm talking about people who. Some people who have to process, they need time to process.
But I don't like the miss you thing. I'm allergic to that. That's like, okay.
I hear that.
I mean, listen, we're allowed to disagree.
Yeah.
We don't have to get along all the time.
No, but I agree with you with the miss you thing. But often it's that person who, okay, the relationship's really intense. Maybe they're not as emotional and they're not really good with those emotions. And they need to take a step back and try to see like what's going on.
And it could have moved too fast also. Maybe we got into things really fast and I'm like, whoa, okay, hold on. I need a phone break. Like, we're talking. And phone doesn't just mean like calling. It might mean texting also. Like, I literally need like a communication break. Like, are they asking for a communication break? A phone break?
I would actually say that if they're asking for a break, it's got to be a clean break. No text, no phone, no nothing. Because then if that's a person who needs that processing time, they need the processing time.
Right.
And if you're going to continue contacting them whatever way because you're worried about losing them, then you're missing the whole point of the break.
Right. However, I'm going to add, we need to have a timeline on this. Like, it can't just be like, I need a break and I'll let you know when. Like, I'm stopping the rest of my dating. I'm on like nothing else is on my, you know, calendar. You're where I'm putting my efforts. So it can't just be like, well, in a month, I'll call you. Like, no, thank you.
Très important. Yes. Right. You need a break.
I love it. French too. Hebrew, French. You throw it all in there. Yeah, it's very important. I feel like there's a lot to break down here. Sorry. You know, phone break down. I think that there's a lot to pull together. And the person who's giving the break and taking a step back because the other person needs it, I think they also need to not go into a little bit of a head spin about what are they thinking and why do they need a break? And it must be not a good sign. And maybe it's, what could it mean? And try to, you know, overanalyze it. I think give them some breathing room, come back in a few days, a week, something like that. I'm not a huge fan of longer than a week. It's too much time if you're in a relationship and trying to move things ahead. You're not going to gain more clarity by distance. I do think that you do have to continue the communication and try something new. Maybe we were talking on the phone too much or too long, or I was getting phone fatigue. Great. That's, you know, a thing. My husband was not a super great phone guy. He still doesn't like the phone to this day. Every once in a while, he's in the mood to talk on the phone. And other than that, it's just not his thing. It's difficult. So
also sounds like a person asking a question, you need a coach.
Well, I mean, I'm in favor of support, but I think that they need a dialogue with the person that they're dating just to get a sense of where things are going, but not from a place of anxiety, from a place of curiosity, from a place of...
It sounds like a coach can really help the situation because this is exactly what... Trying to find clarity, trying to figure out ways to handle it, trying to figure out what's really going on, maybe talking to both of them and seeing if there's a communication barrier of some sort.
Right.
It could be a language barrier.
Right. It could be a communication thing, and it could be something that could be supported by somebody else. It's a good point. It's fair. I think there's more questions here than there are answers. I think that I love when you guys write in your questions. So please continue to write in your questions, but do us a favor. Give us tons of detail, like give us information. Yeah. Tell us more how long you've been dating or how many dates you've been on or, you know, what you're really thinking, what you think they're really thinking, like flesh it out for us a little bit more. Cause I feel like the more details we have, the more we can dig into these questions and give real answers and understand the bigger picture. And also, I'm just going to throw out a disclaimer just to be honest, fair, and right. We only get as much information as we get. And so we do the best with what we have. But our advice is not to be taken all of the time if it doesn't apply to you. Like, I need you to be the judge because we're not having a conversation. We're just answering a few questions. I think that's fair to say also.
If it was personal and we knew your situation with all its details, then it would be more practical advice to you, and therefore this is generalized. Even in the best case scenario, it's generalized and it may not apply to you.
Right. And also we give really good advice, so if it does feel like it's right for you and it does apply, like woohoo. Okay, so to this listener, give you a blessing that you have the right words and the courage to speak up and to just get curious and ask this person a few more questions so you can learn what you need to learn to take a healthy break.
And this is when you say, amen.
Thanks so much for being here and joining us on this fantastic journey through relationships. If there's any questions that you have for us, we want to hear them. We love your questions. We love your feedback.
Thanks so much for being with us. And as always, may you find somebody wonderful. And when you do, message us.